Now, about the agenda of this this specific session, we're going to cover the registration process. We're going to cover the tax administration, submission an application, speed up your sales, means that how to promote your mobile application, and we're going to spend some time on Q&A. Thus, if you have any question on top of your live meeting tools, you have Q&A, just feel free to use it, and I'm able to see your different question, and I will try to answer as soon as possible. And also, I would like to check one thing. How many familiar are you with the Application Hub? Okay, that's now I have a good idea about what kind of audience I have. Perfect, thank you. Okay, first step, registration. As soon as you want to develop an application for Windows Phone 7, you have to pass through a registration process. The website is create.msdn.com. We're going to cover this process just after. In fact, the workflow is quite easy, but there are some trap in the workflow. The first thing that you need to know is you have to pass through the registration process on the website, create.msdn.com, starting from a live ID. And then a process will be made by the App Hub to check the email and the payment. When it's done, you will receive an email from GeoTrust who will ask you to check your ID. And in this case, you have to fill a form, place a copy of your identity from your ID, and fax it to GeoTrust. That's the standard process to register as a new developer. But all the mail coming from App Hub and the mail coming from GeoTrust are generated. Means that most of the time, they arrive in the spam. Thus, please, as soon as you start the registration process, double check your spam all the time, because most of the time, the GeoTrust mail and the App Hub verification mail just arrive in the spam and you just miss it. Thus, how it works? As soon as you have paid the registration, you will receive a mail like this one. Congratulations! Please double click on this URL to check your ID. And after that, you will receive a new mail from GeoTrust, we would like to verify your ID and be sure that you are the right people behind the account. And thus they will check your ID and check everything. And when it's done, your account is okay. And then you will be able to start the development of your application. This process can take time. Sometimes it takes days or weeks. There is a way to speed up this process. On top of sending by fax the registration forms, there is a live chat. Just use the live chat just to contact with GeoTrust, start to chat with them. It's going to speed up the processing. And another way is also to submit an application. We're going to cover some parts of the application portal. Content, share. That's the application portal. Thus, I'm registered as me. Thus, you have a specific dashboard for Windows Phone 7 when you can have all the different applications you have already submitted. You have information about my account. There you will be able to check the name and also the address and all the payment information for the bank account. And you see here, they are asking me to fill out the W8 form. We're going to cover this later. Thus, you provide all your bank information and the very cool thing is as soon as you are registered, you are able to unlock your phone to deploy and to debug application directly on your phone. And this all the phone appear here, and you are able to add or remove remove phone up to 5 phones. Thus, I still have three slots left. And this is really useful as soon as you want to develop mobile application on Windows Phone 7 and you want to be able to test it before submit it on the app. Oh, I have questions. I have a lot of questions arriving, but empty. Please type the question inside. I have a question from Mark, I have a question from Glenn, from Danny. How? I was able to submit through scan and email instead of fax. Yes, it's true, you can submit by email, but the standard process with the GeoTrust is the fax. They prefer the fax, but of course you can send an email as well. It works, but the fastest way is through the chat. Send the fax and then chat with them. That's the fastest way to be able to unlock your account and be able to access the phone as a developer. Okay. As you see, the usage of this portal is really easy. Now, why should I be registered? The first of all is the only way to be able to publish an application. As soon as you want to publish an application on Windows Phone 7, you have to pass through the certification process, thus you have to pass through the registration process. And also, as soon as you want to deploy an application just to test it before submit it on the marketplace, and you want to debug it directly on the phone, you have also to pass through this registration process, and then unlock your phone with the same ID. Thus, how it works? Start from a live ID, passing through the GeoTrust certification. The cost is $99 per year plus taxes. Now there are some tips. First of all, it's free for the students. There is a program at Microsoft, the name is DreamSpark. They can use the DreamSpark account and they will have a free access. And to speed up the process, because sometimes it can take days and days and sometimes it's really too long, submit an application. As soon as you submit an application, they change the priority of your request, and it speeds the process. Or chat directly with the link. That's for the first for the registration process. Now, I've got a lot of questions about taxes, because as soon as you are registered and you want to sell application, they ask you to fill the W-8 forms. In fact, this forms is not coming from Microsoft, it's coming from the US taxes. And here I will share my own experience. I'm not talking on the Microsoft voice because I'm not a tax consultant, but I will share you some experience I have today with the different developers who succeed with this process and share with you some tips and tricks about that. First of all, the W-8 forms is not the first form you have to fill. You have first of all to start with another form. That's the full process. The first question is, do you have a VAT number? If yes, there is a process. If no, there is another process. Because there are two kind of numbers that you have to receive from the tax office before. It's a AN number if you have a VAT number, or a TIN number if you don't have a VAT number. As soon as you have these numbers, you are able to fill this form. Otherwise, the forms is wrong and the tax office just ignore it. They don't send the feedback to say something is missing or whatever. They just ignore it. Thus, a lot of people are waiting a status, but in fact, they will never receive a status. Okay? Thus, how it works and what kind of information I have to put there. First of all, for the people who have a VAT number, we start with SS4 forms. It's a specific form that you can download, just Bing or search engine with form SS4. You will find a PDF coming from the tax office. And there are several information to share there, just we will cover that together. It's quite easy as soon as you know what kind of information you have to put. Share. Share your program, SS4. That's the SS4 form. This SS4 is for the people who have a company, who have a VAT number. Thus it starts, it's quite easy because it starts with the name of your company, the name of the administrator, must be you or someone else, the address, the code, don't forget to put Belgium or Luxembourg or whatever, but you have to put the country there. The responsibility should be you or the administrator, and you are asking for an AEN. That's what you are asking for in this form. After that, here, the 8A, depending if it's anonymous society or if not, if you are just an individual with a VAT number, just check no. If there are multiple people who are building this company, you have to put yes and put the number of people who are inside the board of this company. After that, just check no, because I suppose that your company is not based in the United States, otherwise you are not asking for a SS4. Then check partnership. Why partnership? I don't know, but that's everyone say you want to succeed the SS4 forms, check partnership, select Belgium for the foreign countries, ignore all the rest of information because you don't need to fill it. You start a new business with a software, selling software, software development, but software related. And then after that, if it's the first time that you are asking for an AEN, just say no, because you never received an AEN before. If it's the case, please provide the AEN here. You put your name, your phone, and it's done. Thus, you send this information to the tax office and they will send you back a specific mail. I will show you the mail after. A specific mail with your AEN number. And we will use this AEN number to fill the W-8 form after. If you don't have a VAT number, you have to use the W-7 form, which is another form, but that's for individual, for people who don't have a VAT number. And in this case, it's easier as well, because first of all, you have to check that you are a non-resident alien, and you get an ITIN number with the other number that needed. You put your information like first name, last name, address, birth date, country of birth, male, female, and then also all the information about your passport, where is issue, the number, the expiry date, and it's recommended to provide with this form a certified copy of your passport. It's better because it's faster as well. And you put your name, your phone, you sign, and you send it. And with this specific form, you will receive what we call an ITIN number. And also, this ITIN number is useful to fill out the W-8 forms. I will share those two PDF on the website. Thus, normally it will be available on my blog, and you can download it if needed. Content. Thus, to resume, you've got a VAT number, you start by the SS4, you then when it's done, you will receive from the tax department this this letter with your employee identify number and your AEN number here, which is a long number, and you will use this number to fill the W8 forms. Thus, the AEN number will be used to fill out the W8. And if you don't have a VAT number, it's the same process except that we start from the W7 forms. And with that, you receive an ETIN number used for the W8 forms. Question? Okay, I have a question from Kevin. Yes, the WPS7 team are without VAT because you don't have a VAT number. Thus, you start with the W7 form. Thus, now you are ready for the W8 form. Thus, we're going to cover that together. Share W8 forms. I know that it's a little bit tricky. I spent a couple of hours with a tax consultant just to understand this process because the documentation is really bad. Thus, for the W8 form, as soon as you have an ETIN number or an AEN number, it's really easy. Here, you type your name or your company, depending if you have a VAT number or not. Don't forget to put Belgium, it's really important. And maybe you are an individual or you are in partnership. Depending if you have a VAT number, yes or not. Put the address, mailing address, and then there on 6, you put the ETIN number or the AEN number you just received. Select the right option here. And then put your VAT number. For example, you receive an AEN number, just your configuration should be like this. Means that AEN number, AN, your VAT number. And with that, the tax office can make the correspondence between your VAT number in Belgium and a kind of virtual VAT number in the United States. If you are an individual, thus you have your ETIN number here, just select this option and you don't have any VAT number. That's just the thing. After that, it's always the same. Means that you have to check ABC with Belgium. And on 10, there are a special article, the article 11 of the treaty, that allow you to claim 0% of taxes for royalties. I will provide all the information if needed. Sign. You are the owner, just don't forget to type that, owner, you are the owner, sign and send. And it's done. I've got a question. Okay. The question from Denny are empty. Great. Okay, thus, why do you have filled this form? If you plan only to sell, if you plan only to distribute free apps, you don't care about the W8 form, the W7 or the SS4. But as soon as you want to sell application, keep it in your mind that if it's not correct, we will cut off 30% of taxes on top of the rest. Means that the marketplace keep 30% of the revenue. And on top of this 70%, the tax office of US will keep an additional 30%. That's a lot of money. Thus, don't forget, start, if you have a VAT number, start for SS4 to ask an AEN number. If you are alone, start with the W7 and to ask an ETIN number, and after that you will be able to send the W8 forms. True. So one tip. As soon as you ask for a W7, you have to provide three documents. The W7 forms, a valid copy of your ID, and also a specific letters coming from Microsoft. And you can find these letters on the application hub. Thus, if I share this, okay, if you look here on pay detail, blah, 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 blah. If you look here, that's exactly the process. Huh? Get a tax identify number. You need ETIN or AEN, is what I explained. This is the W7 form or the SS4 form. But if you look also, you have to click here to download the Microsoft letters, which is provided in PDF format. This, if you click here, you will receive a standard letters. I will open it. Just hold on. Share. Okay, that's the letter. Does the letter provide you all the information that you have to? Well, you have to send these letters with the W7 forms and the copy of your identity. Just to ask why you need these specific numbers. Does the letter is there? You just change this information by your name and just send it. I hope that now this process is a little bit more clear, because I receive a lot of questions about this specific process. Question. The article number is the article number 10, but I will publish those PDF on my blog, and it will be relayed on the MSDN website. There are, and also I've got another question. There are no pre-filled documents. In fact, because it's linked to the tax office, it's not linked to Microsoft, we are not allowed to provide any pre-filled documents somewhere. This is why also I have to use my own blog and know a standard one or an official one. Thus, I can share this information with you, but it's only for information. I will provide you the link of my blog at the end of the presentation. Okay. Now, as soon as it's done, now what you have to do is to submit an application. Submitting your application is the easiest part of the process, because you have a wizard just to help you to submit this application. But there are some tricks about that as well. This, if I go inside the portal. Dashboard, Windows Phone. Thus, submit an application is really simple. Submit a new application. And when you submit an application, you have to provide several information like the application name, the platform, because you can submit application for different platform. Windows 6.5 still there. The language of your application, be careful, because if the language is not right, your application will be refused. You have to provide the default language. The number of the version number must be the same as you have declared in the application. It's also checked. And then you're going to put the application package with the XAMPP file. When it's done after that, just we can do that together. Huh? It's not a big deal. Application name, test app.
Windows Phone 7, I will provide the XAP file. Document. Just hold on, I'm just opening a project. I don't have, oh yeah, here. Okay, this I provide. And then you can provide some notes, specific notes for the developers. For example, you provide some information about the library you are going to use, or specific information for the test node. For example, if you have to provide the login information to access a web services with Secure, that's the first information. Then they're going to upload the package. And then here, that's really important because you're going to provide a category for your application. Be careful of that because your application must be linked to the kind of application you're going to provide. And the detailed description must be clean. Don't use slang. Don't use short name. Just provide the right information. Be careful with the misspelling, for example. And also provide a lot of keywords there. If you provide, for example, a local relevant application for Belgium, don't hesitate to put Belgium, Belgium, Belgique. If you have a specific keyword because you are running a green application or whatever, just provide all the keyword needed because it's really useful for all the search engine. And if you have a legal URL somewhere about the general condition, you have to provide it. And also the support email address must be the same as you have declared inside your application. Thus we will provide some info. Of course, I need to provide all the information here. And then after that, they're going to ask me keywords, WP set. Optional. Thus, I just provide fake information because I'm not going to pass in through all the tests. Next. And then the last point is to provide icon. Thus, you're going to provide some screenshot about your application. Don't hesitate to multiply the screenshot you will have. Also, you can also provide here what we call the background art. It's quite interesting when you want to speed up the sales. We're gonna cover this point later. That's all the screenshot you can provide. And thus, be careful with this information because also they will check if the screenshots are the same as the application you provide. And more screenshots you provide, better it is, and also it speeds up the process of the certification. Thus, that's it. Then you will provide the pricing. And then you submit your application, and this I can check. I will not submit every image we have here, but I will provide you a good example about an existing application. A few details. This you see, that's my application. I have provide the category, a detailed description, and then I will provide the different icon. I don't use the background art, and I will provide several screenshots. And then you can provide the price. Well, in my case, the price is free, and I would like to distribute only in Belgium, Mexico, New Zealand, and Switzerland. But you can distribute worldwide. It's not a problem. You just select worldwide, and your application will be available for the entire world. Or if you just want to distribute in Belgium, just select Belgium and it's going to be only available for the Belgium market.
Thus, that was for the demo. Now, the best trick when you want to submit an application on the marketplace, because your application will pass through a certification process, they will check a lot of different features inside your application. First of all, always check your application with the background dark and light. A lot of people change the colors of the application, change the color of the font, and at the end, the application is rejected just because on light background is not working, or on dark background is not working either. Thus, always check your application with both background before submit it. Don't forget to change the icon in the project. There are two kinds of icons. They are application icon, but they also provide what they call the background icon. The background is used for the pin to start. Thus, as soon as you pin to start your application, the icon is a little bit bigger. Thus, this icon is used for that. And also be careful with the icon size and format. If it's not the right size or the right format, they just reject the application without checking nothing else. Always include a version number. It's mandatory. Thus, and it must be in sync with the version number you declare in the metadata. Just don't try to just put the right version number. And it's highly recommended to provide a support email. It's not mandatory anymore with the new update, but it's highly recommended to provide this support email. And you can submit up to 100 free applications. It's not 5 anymore, but now it's 100. And also the biggest issue when you submit an application, every input you put inside your application must be managed. Means that if you are asking for an int, please check what's happening if someone put just a letter or put a try catch in every input. Just manage the error, because they will check that, and if they find one error, they just reject the application. And for the metadata, the quality of the metadata is checked as well. Thus, the description must be clear and the screenshot must be relevant. If you don't provide the right information there, they just reject your application as well. Thus, that's the sixth biggest point for rejecting an application. On top of that, you know that in Belgium, we can also submit application in Dutch. Thus, it's not forbidden. You can develop the full Dutch application, but there are some tricks as well. First of all, your application must be in Dutch. No try to mix different languages in the application, because it's going to be rejected. An application on the marketplace can support multi-languages, but as soon as you start an application in Dutch or in French or in English, everything must be in English, on French or in Dutch. And people are able to change language in the setup, but everything must be in one language. When you develop an application in Dutch, the only trick is in the metadata, the first sentences must describe that your application is in Dutch. Thus, you start the metadata with "this application is in Dutch and talk about blah blah blah." And then you continue the description in Dutch. Thus, you're going to mix the language in the metadata, but not in the application. Don't try to put a splash screen on top of the application starting in English to explain to people that it's going to be in Dutch. It doesn't work. People, just the registration process and the certification process will reject your application. And if your application supports multi-languages, one advice: start the submission with only one language, and then upgrade your application to support the additional languages. It's easier, because most of the time they will reject your, the first time you submit an application, they will reject it just for different reason. And if you increase the complexity of your application, they will find multiple reasons to reject your application. Just start to submit it with only in one language. And when it's approved, just upgrade the application to support the others. That's the biggest tips I can give you when you want to work on multiple languages. Now, we cover the registration process, we cover the submission process, tax process. Now we're gonna cover how to increase the sales. Means that because as soon as you submit your application on the marketplace, it's not enough. Now you have to promote your application, and for that they have several tricks. Maybe some of you know them. First of all, the first big tips is just because all the applications who are successful on the marketplace today include a trial version. It's really, really easy to include the trial features in an application because it's the same application. You just have to declare a kind of variable and use it on every function you call inside your application. There are several blocks. For example, there are different blocks who are available today. Just check how to add trial version, and you will see a lot of code, a lot of test code, a lot of code available just to help you how to include these features. And the second good point to increase your sales is use the viral marketing. Most of the successful application use a fan page on Facebook. That they have a fan page, they share screenshot, they share review, they share a lot of stuff on Facebook, and also tweet your application. There are specific channel on Belgium, which is WP7BE, for example, is a specific channel for Belgium. WP7Dev is a specific channel for developers. There are a lot of people there, a lot of people who are listening. As soon as your application is available, as soon as your application is online, create a fan page, tweet it, and ask for a review. It's really, really important to ask for a review because it's going to increase your position on the marketplace. And it's also the only way to be part of what we call the top app program. There's the top app program. When you launch the marketplace, you see that there are different categories, free apps, category per specific application, but there are also a top app. And this top app is local, means that me and my colleague are in charge of this category. Thus, when your application is there, you have review, you have tweet, you have already some people are using it, please contact me and we will be pleased to put this application on the top app program. And maybe you will be selected to be part of the 5 or 7 applications on top of the marketplace in Belgium. Another good point is to use what we call the background art. You see, when you submit your application on the marketplace, you are able to use to provide the background art. It's just to change the background of the Zoom and to change the background of the marketplace when we're gonna promote your application. If you don't provide this background art, you miss something. If you really have all the change to be successful with that, just please use it. Also, a good point, but it's not working all the time, but sometimes it works. There are some success with that. Start with a free app. Explain to the people that it's a free app and is there just as a promotion, and then move it to a pay app. Be careful because you can't switch from a pay to a free. You can only switch from a free to a pay application. And as soon as you become a pay application, include the trial version. That's also a good tip. And you can also increase your application revenue because there is a specific advertising SDK for Windows Phone 7. Oh, I've got a lot of questions. Should we care about this form? No, just one question, should we care about the W8 forms when we only submit free application? No, you don't have to take care about it because it's only for tax. And Renaud told me that the WP7 team also provide article about to add trial version, and they have a specific channel also. Okay, thank you. That's a good way to make some promotion. It's quite easy to make some promotion about your application. And there is also a specific Belgium website with the name is monsmartphone.net. They are in Belgium. Submit your application to them because they will be pleased also to make a review about your apps.
This, it's also a good point to be just on top and to be in the search engine. The last point, as soon as you have done this, you want to have some report. It means that you want to know if you are successful or not. You can have some information directly inside the portal. I will share you what kind of information you can have. If I look at my application here, I have a section with reports. And then you can know how many people have downloaded this application. This application was just a test. As you can see, I'm not successful at all because I have only very few people who use my apps. That's the kind of report you can have. But hopefully there are other reports who are better than that. For example, you have Sorokoletov, who are in my presentation. They will be able to provide a deep information about application. For example, if I go on this, I can check the rating, I can check how the application is successful or not, if people the download are increasing or decreasing. You can select the region. For example, we're going to select FR. Come on. That's quite nice. You can see your position, for example, inside the free application or only inside the others. For example, I take, that's the top 10 application I've got. Come on. For review. I have a guy who just reviewed this application and put 8. The name is Ben Picard. So you can really have a lot of information about the review of your application. And another quite good engine is AppFuse. For example, we're going to make a search for Touring Mobilis. Hop. Also, you can have a lot of information about this the application, and the statistics. Well, it's quite interesting to check in several report engine to know exactly where you are and how you can promote your application through the different to the different engine. Yes, that's all the different engine. Of course, there are others, but Sorokoletov is really interesting because there are real statistics. AppFuse, it's interesting to know. WP7 app list is also an engine. MonSmartphone.net has their own engine. Distrimo is a global engine. Means through Distrimo, you can make a rating between the different marketplace. It's used for Apple, but also for Microsoft and for Android. This is quite interesting to know. Just also those URL will be available on my blog. Just one question from Kevin: is the advertising work in Belgium or is specific to several to specific country? For the moment, the advertising run in United States. You need a AEN number or ETIN number. I never check with my Belgium ID. I know that you can already integrate it, and if it's not open to Belgium, it will be open soon. It's a good time to understand how it works. Maybe to try it, already integrate some advertising just to be ready when it's going to be available for Belgium. Okay. Another question. Okay. This.
That will close my my session about tips and tricks. Now the session is open for question. Means that if you have any question that you have on the submission or registration or on taxes, just it's the right time. Don't hesitate to ask me, and I will try to do my best to answer the question you may have. Does okay. First question is the address of my blog. True. Okay. Share. I will give you the URL where I will post the W8 forms and. Okay, my blog will be. www.mythic.be/blog/dasher. That will be the URL of my blog. And I will post there the different okay, from Denny, if you have a DreamSpark account, you have to be to unlock WP7 device. Okay, no, it's two different things, in fact. Huh? The registration process is just to submit application and unlock phones. The tax process is just to avoid to lose 30% of your revenue. This is two different things. That's okay, with a DreamSpark, you can unlock the phone without any problem. Where do we send the SS4 and W8 document? Can we send the form using Belgium Postage or DHL? No, you can just send it by the standard post, just the Belgium Postage, and the address are described in the document. No, ça j'ai déjà répondu. So if you want to create only free apps, you still need to pay $99 for each year for registration. Yes. Thus, when you want to submit an application, you need to be in order with the registration process, and the cost is $99 per year. Yeah, plus taxes. Thus, $99 plus taxes. This is a little bit more in euro. The article number was the article number 10, and you ask for 0% of taxes, and for the revenue was royalties. Why does Microsoft does not confirm? Okay, that's true. I forgot to mention that. You never receive the confirmation from the W8 form because it's the tax office will confirm it. It's not Microsoft, and you will be. Oh, I can say that. You will be sure only when you will receive the first payment. In fact, nobody check it except the tax office, and Microsoft will send your revenue when you achieved at. When you achieve to have 200 euros or $200, and at this moment, if the tax office check and you are not in order with the W8 form, they just cut 30%. It's unfair, but we don't have control on that. Just be sure to be really strict with the way you fill the SS4 and the W8 forms and the W7 forms, just to be sure to be in order. Because the first payment you receive, you will be very upset if 30% is missing, just because the tax office say, okay, we just
ignore your form because it's wrong.
When will it be a Dutch version of the marketplace?
Soon. I can't tell you now the exact date, but soon.
This is a question of months. It's not a question of years. It's just a question of month.
And also, but it's not only the marketplace, but it's going to be also a device in Dutch, the app in Dutch, marketplace in Dutch. Well, we're going to have a full Dutch support for the entire experience, but it's just in a couple of months.
I want to build a business application and use it with my colleague around the world. So no share with other person. How can we do this? Do we need to use a marketplace or there is an alternative way of doing this?
Well, Kurt, that's a big question. Today, the only way to deploy an application on Windows Phone 7 is to publish it on the marketplace. Thus, there is no way to hide it or no way to build a kind of private marketplace. The only advice I can provide you is to protect your application with a login and a password, or to protect your application to authentication process on the web services or something like that. In this case, you can submit the application, publish the application, but to use it, you need a login and a password. But because today we don't have any private marketplace or B2B marketplace.
Okay.
Okay, other question, will be there a private hub for those IP in the near future?
Honestly, I don't know.
Today, keep in your mind that the main focus of Windows Phone 7 is the B2C market. It's a device for the B2C, the business to consumer. And we have some enterprise story because we integrate Office, we integrate the Exchange, we integrate SharePoint because now you are able to use offline SharePoint services. But we don't have any private marketplace today. And I don't know when it's going to be available. I really don't know.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you for your time. Maybe I'm going to see you on the Tech Days. Feel free to contact me on my blog or on my Twitter. I will provide you all the information. Just feel free to contact me on my blog, on my Twitter, on my email address. If you have any questions, I will be pleased to answer all the questions you may have. And I wish you a very good day. Thank you.